first person singular. Views expressed in this piece are those of the author. Sally Gray shares how she became a Democrat.
In December 1968, I noticed a small lump in my right breast. Panicked, I made an appointment. My doctor scheduled me for surgery on Election Day. That afternoon, I cast my first vote for president. Sadly, I voted for Richard Nixon. Afterwards, I reported to the hospital for the biopsy. Looking back, my vote was a knee-jerk response, thanks to my upbringing. I simply hadn't learned to think for myself. I fully believed in Richard Nixon and his promises. I cheered when he went to China and approved of his Title IX initiative. But a new man had entered my life in the summer of 68. At an Ulrich's South Dakota truck stop, I shook hands with Robert Kennedy. The senator and his entourage had been touring the Pine Ridge Reservation. I wish I could say that his handshake magically transported me across the aisle, but it planted a seed in the rich red soil of my politics. This man believed in and fought for the things dear to me. I felt myself becoming a Bobby Kennedy Democrat. Then the Watergate tapes became available, and Tricky Dick's house of cards crumbled. On the day Nixon was to resign, we worked swing shift at a water pick factory. Management would not let us listen to the radio broadcast of Nixon's resignation, but at the time his speech had been scheduled, we all cheered. By the way, the cyst was benign.
Sally Gray is a writer living in SoCal. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.